Everybody, welcome to another wonderful episode of Keeping Up with the Average Nigerian Youth. As always, my name is Tenny, and my amazing co-host Mecca. Hola. Can we give him like a round of applause? Like, so guys, today we're going to talk about something that is very important in our day-to-day lives. And today it is our pet peeves. Now, what are pet peeves? Pet peeves are some things some people do or we see that just make us feel uncomfortable, and it is very annoying to look at or to think of. Like, when you think about it, you start to get angry, kind of. I'm getting angry already. Yeah. So, now, Mecca, what are your own pet peeves?
I have lots of pet peeves, but I'll say the major one is flashing lights on my face. I really do not like it. Like, the test is the night in this, like, flashing bright lights on my face.
Why? Is it because they're dark?
That's big. What? Jesus.
My own major pet peeve, if like the major thing I hate, is repeating myself, like or something, and the network is horrible, and you say I'm like, I'm done. I cannot do it again. I hate it. It is so, if you see the way I get angry, I'm like, you know what? Okay, good night. I will tell you tomorrow or something. And then another one is like when I see people like biting their nails. I'm not saying there's like anything wrong, but like, you know, when you already have short nails and you're digging into those nails, like I'm like, Jesus, like I saw one guy on the road, and this guy did not care, was on the road, and he was digging deep on those nails. Like, if you see my face, I could never hide it. I was like, are you like, at least wait till you get home. I can't do like biting. Like,
I'm feeling very attacked.
I know. Maybe this like hint. Don't worry, it's not you that I told the story of. But hint. Maybe you should like paint your nails or something. Put something bit on your nail so that when you bite it, you remember that I'm not supposed to change. Change, Mecca, change. Let's change and become better people. 2020. Can you imagine? You see it. Okay, well, we spoke to our lovely youth around Nigeria and maybe around the world. And they sent in their own different pet peeves. And one says, she hates it when anybody says, good M, I'll be good AM and good PM. Be a normal person and say good morning and good evening. And apparently, Mecca Matu hates it.
What is good AM? Good PM?
I'm kind of indifferent, honestly. I don't care. I don't really.
Really?
Forgive me. Honestly, I'm very indifferent. I'm very, very indifferent. Mekama, who did you get?
Okay, so this person mentioned three. Person said, first of all, is slow internet. I personally don't like slow internet.
Yeah, it is. I hate it. I just need to drop my phone and like read a novel or something.
Slow internet. Really?
Well, yes.
Okay.
I'm not very...
Okay, then person says dishonesty too. Please, please do. My uncle is bad. It's really bad. Nobody can watch it.
Do you know that I don't have like mouth odor?
How am I supposed to explain? I don't understand.
Mecca, don't let us go there. But I, as a princess, was born with an amazing gift.
Yeah, so when you become everyone, like,
no, it just doesn't smell, you know. No. What is morning breath? I mean, you know. Okay, now. If I could send you my morning breath in like a cup and send it to you, I would have done that.
Thank God you can.
Okay. Shade throne. Shade throne. I forgot.
What's the next question?
The next person said he hates it when they say "what's up." Do you get like
"what's up"?
"What's up"? Are we Raz? No.
No. At a particular point in my life, I was saying "what's up."
Seriously.
Sometimes I still say it when people come and like "what's up."
Yeah, me too. No, I don't think it's the "what's up." I think it's "what's up." Like "what's up." Like "was." "What's up?"
What's
yeah.
Up?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up? How are you doing?
I'm also kind of indifferent about this. I don't
yeah,
think.
Me too.
Well, another person told me they don't like noisy eaters, like when you are chewing and everybody can hear you.
Ah, yes, I get it.
Yeah. It is very disgusting. And especially like when you're in a restaurant, you're not the only one there, man. Like,
why would you go to a public place and be
drinking loudly? Yeah. Oh,
God.
I hate like when you're in public and you're like a loud talker on the phone. Like everybody can hear what you're saying. I hate that thing. Especially like maybe you're in a quiet place kind of, but then you're still shouting. You can still hear everything you're saying. I know I speak loudly, but when I'm outside, like, I mean, I tone it down. Because in my house, we're like a family of loud people. Yes, but like I'm in public, you cannot be shouting. And you'll be hearing it, and you're like, hey. I mean.
And the person doesn't even care what other people think.
They don't care. And everybody will be looking at you like, nigga, like, I mean, have sense.
Bro.
Yeah, but they never tone it down. It is very disgusting. God.
All right, so the next person says, people with bad odor, you need to hear my experience. We sure want to hear your experience. If you have Anchor FM, you could just send us a voice message on Keeping Up With Life and Average Nigerian Youth, and then we play it in the next podcast. But yeah, we'd love to hear your experience. But then, people with body odor, clean your body, bro. Seriously.
Exactly. Their deodorant.
It's very important. Your armpits. Change your boxers, brother.
I know everybody thinks like everybody is stuck at home, or most people are stuck at home. So who is smelling your boxers and your bum bum? Well, your father and mother are smelling your bum bum. Don't kill them, please. Your families want to see their children. I bet. Honestly, well, see, the truth of the matter is, everybody has something that we do that the other person does not like. Like, make them
laugh.
Don't let me attack you. You know what I don't like.
Because I'll come back really hard.
What? You love everything I do. What? Oh?
Are you trying to make yourself happy?
No, I'm just saying from like our conversations, I'm practically perfect in your eyes.
Hey.
Unless... the only bad thing that you say you hate is that I'm a lefty. Are you a lefty racist?
But no, I'm just wondering why some of you isn't left and right. Why? Well, I'm not saying.
Guys, I found like a lefty racist. Don't. It's fine. I forgive you. And the only reason I'm forgiving Mecca today is because, drum roll, please. His birthday was yesterday, guys. Now, is a whooping 20.
20. Nobody wants to know, man. I'm not telling anybody. 20.
Jesus 20. Is coming soon, yes.
Yeah.
So, guys, we're going to wish him the very best. Because if not, our podcast is not going to prosper.
Oh my God. Thank you so much.
For me too.
Yeah.
We love you. And we hope
you love you guys too.
Amazing birthday.
Yeah, I did. Thank you so much.
Did you receive the cake I sent?
What cake did you send? Tell me, don't let's go there, please. Just let's
end it. Why are you shouting now? Why are you shouting? It's cake, I'm asking. Anyways, guys, from our last podcast, you heard that somebody tried to hack into our Anchor FM. We thank God, our very able maker took control of the situation. Thank you, Jesus. And so from now on, we hope to be safer, to do the two-step authentication, and we hope to continue having our amazing listeners with us. We love you. Thank you so much for everything. We would see you same time. Next week. Have a great day, guys. Good day.
Yeah, don't forget to share, please. Share to your friends.
Yes. Like, subscribe. Yes.
Subscribe, share. It's available on every podcast platform.
Yes, we cannot. Apple,
Spotify.
Yes. Your comments.
Thank you so much.
Comments from you guys, please. Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, thank you.